Well, hello and welcome to eWednesday Chat. My name is Heidi Richards Mooney and I'm founder of Women in E-commerce. Our mission is to help you leverage the internet and new technologies to grow your business in 2013 and beyond. Ever since I first heard him speak at a Florida Speakers Association meeting, I have been a huge fan of Terry Brock. Since then, whenever he is speaking nearby, I make it a point to attend because every time I do, I learn something from him, something to help my business grow. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce Terry Brock, President of Achievement Systems, to you. Terry is an internationally recognized speaker and business coach in the areas of marketing and technology. He has spoken for many groups around the world about leveraging technology for marketing and productivity and to enhance business relationships. Terry is active as a professional speaker and marketing coach. He has taught people from organizations such as Aurora Caskets, Wells Fargo, Marriott Corporation, Chevron, Shell, Avon Products, and many, many others. Terry has earned the designation of Certified Speaking Professional from the National Speakers Association, and he is an honored member of the prestigious Hall of Fame for Professional Speaking, being awarded the CPAE Award of Excellence for Lifetime Achievement as a Professional Speaker by the same association. Terry worked with Skype as their Chief Enterprise Blogger. In this position, he blogged and produced video and social media posting about business applications for Skype. AT&T engaged Terry's services as their Editor-in-Chief for their top-rated blog, and he drove it to become the envy of Fortune 100 companies across America. Terry has presented and done business around the globe. He has taught martial arts, worked in radio and newspapers, is studying the Russian and Japanese languages, and rides a unicycle. Wow. In his spare time, he still finds it possible to work and have fun with technology almost 24 hours each day. He's also the author of the book, It's Not About E-commerce, It's About Our Commerce. Today, Terry is going to share the latest technology tips and gadgets to help you leverage the internet and grow your business in 2013 and beyond. Welcome, Terry.
Hi, thank you. It's very good to be with you today.
Terry, I am just so excited. And, you know, as I mentioned before, we're going to talk about social media or internet marketing, et cetera. And I'd like to talk about specifically social media and portable technologies and how they can help us do more business in 2013. So why don't we get started with social media in general as it relates to marketing our businesses, Terry?
Sure. You know, social media is the force that we know is going on. Unless you're living under a rock, you know, you see, hey, this thing is really taking over. It's not like we're going, oh, do you think it's going to go anywhere? No, it is. Okay, you know, get with the program, Sparky. It's like it's moving rapidly right now, and we're seeing we got to do it. The challenge comes, what do we do with it? Yeah, okay, we know we need to do it, but where do we go? Well, what we're going to do is today talk about some ways that you can really get into not only social media, but leveraging some of that technology so that you can accomplish your business goals, get things done that need to be done, attract more customers, be more productive, and generally have more fun than the law will allow. So that's kind of nice. You know, of course, Heidi, with you and me being here in Florida, we know that laws are different here. So it's okay. So we're going to talk about a number of those different things. And matter of fact, Heidi, as we go through this, if you have questions, by all means, jump in there and let me know. I want this not to be Terry pontificating here and saying all what's going on, but rather interaction, and if you have some questions about something, by all means, let me know. And I understand we have a way for people to respond. Toward the end, we'll be taking that. One of the things that I have done is set up a hashtag so that those that are familiar with Twitter can get involved in a tweet chat that is going on right now. If you want to go over to tweetchat.com, and you'll see that there's ways you can put in a hashtag. That would be a particular area of interest that people are going to use. And I've got one set up for the pound sign, which is the hash sign, Terry Brock. That's T-E-R-R-Y, and Brock is B-R-O-C-K. So as one word, pound sign, Terry Brock. You can do that. And my Twitter handle is at Terry Brock. The nice thing about that is if you go there, then you can leave your comments. You can leave your questions. We'll be monitoring that. We'll look at it. It's a way for us to utilize the power of social media while we're talking about social media. So this way you'll be able to tie into that and be able to gain a lot from it. So if you have any questions on that, just let us know. But I think that will work out just right. So Heidi, does that sound okay with you?
Terry, it sounds wonderful. And I just want to make a quick comment about TweetChats. I have found them to be not only a great resource for meeting other people, but by participating in those, I've actually expanded my own Twitter universe because I've gotten a lot of new followers and I followed a lot of new people. So thank you. That's a wonderful, excellent tip for anybody, everybody.
Yeah, so I would encourage you that as you're listening to this right now, if you're listening to it live particularly, you'll want to go over to tweetchat.com. It's a great tool for tracking this. And then as others enter comments and you enter comments and you retweet the comments of others, of course, that's a way to help them out. And you help each other by retweeting what someone has put in there that you think is very significant. That will be a good way to find out. And later on, then you can go back and monitor what was said. So you can go, let me see what others had to say about this, and you can see, wow, look at this, 4 people agreed with that, and 5 people said this was really good, and it gives you a chance to really review what was going on and the kind of benefits there. So as we look at social media, I think the social media really is just showing where our world is today. The world now wants to connect with people more than ever. We see all the stuff that's going on in the world, the newspapers, the television. They have the negatives that are out there, and sometimes the, oh my goodness, are we going to make it through this one kind of crisis. And yet social media provides us a way to deal with that. It gives us a means to connect with other people, to really engage with other people. I like that word, engage, so that you can really be out there and work with others. You can help each other. Because in a world today, we've got an economy that is very difficult. I mean, when you look at a country like the United States that was the leader in the economy for many, many years, and now we actually have a debt larger than our GDP, the gross domestic product. And when a debt gets larger than the GDP, inevitably in history, those countries fell apart. And you think, whoa, that sounds like bad news. Well, it could be, but they might be able to turn around. But more than that, there's opportunities elsewhere. And that's where technology comes in again, because there's a lot of niches that are viable, a lot of other areas where we can learn, where we can grow, and other areas where we can succeed by diversifying internationally. Good idea to not put all your eggs in one country. Diversify so that you're able to do things in different countries, have skill sets that provide a needed market service in other areas. That's been smart throughout history, and now it's particularly good. We're seeing things moving rapidly also. Like, for instance, you might have seen that article the other day. Barnes & Noble is getting ready to shutter one-third of their stores over the next 10 years. One-third of them shuttered. And now, at one time when I had heard that, I would have shuttered myself. Hey, I'm on the board of directors, the Friends of the Library, here in our Orange County Library System in Orlando, Florida. We were designated the Library of the Future by the American Library Association and the number one library in Florida. And so I love books. I love doing that. And I think, oh, my, what's going to happen here with Barnes & Noble shuttering down? Well, I think it's actually good if people can start consuming more information. And we can do that now through our digital devices. That's where, again, social media comes in, because it helps us to get a lot done. It gives us the ability to channel much more, work to the way that we want to do it. Well, let me give you a kind of a basic that I have found. I know many of you that are listening right now are doing a lot with social media, and I would encourage you to think about what you're doing and where it starts. Social media really starts with the core, with your blog. Your blog / your website becomes the key focus. And from there, everything else filters out to what is going on and how you're going to promote it. So, for instance, you would start with articles that you would write, getting content, and put that in there. Think about it. Wrap your brain around what kind of content can you provide to the people that are in your target market, the people that you love, the people you want to be around and serve, and put that together in the form of articles. And then once you've done that, here's a way that you can really make it nice is put in some audio content. Audio content can be acquired very easily. Right now, for instance, Heidi, we're using a service, as you know, that's giving us the ability to collect this. You've been doing this teleseminars for many years, and it gives you the ability to have an audio way of capturing data, capturing information. And one of the great tools you can have is interviews. For instance, you might be talking to, let's say you're talking to the widget industry, and you want to talk to Dr. Anna Slurzelmeyer. Well, Dr. Anna is the expert in the world on oogaboogoos. And so you want to talk to her about oogaboogoos or whatever, and you say, okay, let's do that interview. She is going to tell you valuable information that your content, that your market will say, hey, I really want to know about that. And so you do that interview with her as an expert. She's the expert. And then you can take that recording and put it on your website. It becomes a real source of information. And then as people come to your website, they are coming there more to get the information that you want, to get the kind of facts and the kind of information that they need. And then, by the way, in addition to audio, you can now, as we know, put a lot of video there. Capturing video from many different sources gives you the ability to get a lot of information that couldn't be communicated just with text or with audio alone. I encourage people to get a YouTube channel to look into how you can create it. It's very easy. And also, one of the things I've been doing over on my website is doing a lot of video capturing and recording of Skype video interviews. So if you go over to terrybrock.com and then check out the blog, you'll see that there are a lot of possibilities there, that there is a lot of examples of how you can use that video. Well, that video can give you the ability to capture two leading authorities and the opinions of maybe two different people. So, for instance, you might talk to a Dr. Mary Smith in New York and a Dr. Jane Jones in Los Angeles. They're two experts on a particular field, but they might have a different opinion on a given topic. Hey, that's good. You can be the one in the middle and be able to moderate that conversation, record it with a tool like Skype, and then you'll be able to put that out on your website. And so think about that and how you could do that. Matter of fact, I'm seeing over here on our tweet chat, we're getting a number of different messages coming through. If you haven't accessed that already, treat yourself to that. Go over to tweetchat.com and leave your comment as a tweet that you can put in there about how you could use that or what could be done, and we'll be monitoring it and can get back with you. If you have a question you want to leave us, that's a good place to do it as well. Again, that's at tweetchat.com, and you can put the tweets in there as well. But think about that, using articles, audio, and video, and all of that goes into your blog. So now you've got a blog that is just teeming with content. It's got a lot of good information, a lot of things that people can use. And then from there, what you want to do is tell the world. Now, this is what we did when I was working with Skype as their chief enterprise blogger. I worked with them, and then when we would create a message, it would be out there ready to go. And we'd say, okay, now don't make it go live. Hold it back. You know, you do that with the blog. You say, don't publish until such and such time. So, and usually it was around like noon Eastern time. So we'd say, okay, on Tuesday at noon Eastern time, we're going to release this thing to the world. And then when it does, we would have lined up, ready to go, information on LinkedIn, on Twitter, and on Facebook, and usually it was right there with YouTube as well. And so we would then send out a message saying, hey, you want to be sure and go over to, here's the shortened URL, to learn about Doogie Doo Woogie and Iggy Biggie and Ookaboggers or whatever it was that we're going to talk about. So you can go there, and the method of telling people about it was with Twitter, with LinkedIn, and with Facebook. So that's how we did it at Skype. We just put it together. It went out to the people that have selected, that have raised their hands saying, hey, I really do want to know about this thing. I want to know more what's available, how it works, etc. And so we had that available. Think about how you can do that on your own. Create compelling content. That's one of the most important activities you can engage in today's world with social media. create that compelling content so that people are able to come to what you're doing, they're able to benefit from it, and they're able to go, ooh, wow, I really like what's being said there. This is really important to know about, and therefore that's why they're going to use it. So once you've done that, then you can start doing the social media that will be out there, because social media is the thing we want to embrace. Obviously, a good place to start is the medium that's going to work best for you. It's going to depend on the industry you're in. It's going to depend on where your customers are. Don't just think, gee, I like such and such platform, therefore that's where I'm going to be. Well, it might be good for you, but you're not the one that is buying your material. Others are buying your material. And so you want to be where your buyers are hanging out. Find out where they're going to be, find out what's going on in their lives that you can help them with, and then that's where you want to be. So, for instance, in some places, for many, many business applications, you need to know that LinkedIn is going to be a key area. LinkedIn is about business. Unabashedly, no questions about it. It is all about doing business and getting more connection with people. That's not the place to show pictures of your cat or pictures of your dog, not on LinkedIn. Now, this is where you're exchanging ideas for doing serious business and talking about good, valid information. However, you also want to look at other presence. Facebook, I use regularly, probably one that I use more than any other, because I find that's where a lot of people that I know hang out. That's where they are, and I can exchange information with them. And can we get business from it? Yeah, I think so. And I think you get business from social media often indirectly. It seldom will come directly, much like if you buy a new outfit and it looks really good. Are people going to do business with you because of that new outfit? Probably not. But if you have it, you look more professional. You look better, and because of that, people will want to connect with you to find out other areas where you have expertise and where you can help them, much like in Facebook. If you're putting out information that people find valuable, whether it's about your business or not directly, people get to know you. They go, hey, I like this person. Yeah, I've seen them there, and they want to get to know more of what you're doing. Facebook also, with over 1 billion people out there using it, that is something that's important. You want to be able to work with it. You want to be able to get to know what's going on and be able to be in tune with the world and where they are. It is no longer called the Facebook like it was originally at Harvard. That was actually the annual yearbook. They called it the Facebook, and for years and years it went on that way until Mark Zuckerberg famously was able to start working with his ideas and doing things with the internet and putting that out on rating people and looking at people, creating friends, etc. And it's no longer for kids alone either. Now many, many people are using it, and it gives you the ability to get a lot of things done. And one of the challenges that we bump into, though, with working with social media is how do we use this? How do we find time to make it all happen? And that's where I put together a program that can help people on time management for social media, on the ways that you can do it and really run your time management. We'll talk about that a little bit more later. But think about, from a strategic point of view, what is going to work best for you in your business. Here's kind of a quick capsule of ways that you can use social media. For instance, if you're looking at Twitter, I love Twitter. It's just a great way to do many different things. One thing is to find out what's going on in particular areas. When you have a lot of followers, you have a lot of people that are active with you, you can see a stream of information and follow what others are saying about different topics. And that's a great way to find out what's going on. I think Twitter is better for listening than anything. As much as I love all the other features that it has, I think for listening to what other people are saying, you can do that. And that's where, like with TweetChat, you can use that. And there's other tools out there, but I just particularly like TweetChat to be able to go in and find out on a given hashtag what are people saying about this. And find out, and then you can track it, much like we're doing here. If you go over to TweetChat and put in the # Terry Brock, you'll be able to follow what we're talking about here and be able to see that even after the fact. to be able to go in and see the kinds of information that's there. Twitter is also really good for sending out information. So if you've got an inquiry, I remember a while back I was thinking about getting a little computer, and I did the research on the net. I saw Google. I looked around, saw what was there, and I realized this is the one I'm thinking about. I'd kind of like to get this one. It's a little smaller computer, and so I sent out a message to those that I was following and those who were following me on Twitter and said, hey, does anyone know about the such-and-such computer? And sure enough, about 20 minutes later, a good friend of mine came back with a message, said, yes, Terry, as a matter of fact, I bought it a few months ago, and I like this and this about it, and I don't like this and this about it. And based on what he said, and based that concurred with everything I had read online, it sounded like this is the one I need. So I went over and purchased it and was very pleased with it. So Twitter gives you a lot of capabilities to monitor what's going on. LinkedIn also great for those connections. And one of the most important things on LinkedIn is to remember to be a giver. Be a giver and provider of information. Don't get on there and try to say, hi, I'm wonderful, buy my stuff, because that's violating the protocol of LinkedIn, the unwritten protocol, and some of it might be written. The idea is you want to contribute and give to others. Help them out to achieve the goals that they have, and then you can talk about the other things that you have. I love YouTube as well. YouTube gives you the ability to get your message out there. Right now, though, there's so much out. We're uploading, I've heard, around 48 hours of video every second onto YouTube. So, obviously, there's no way you can keep up with everything that's going on. There's no way you can know about all the various kinds of videos, but YouTube is an excellent source of learning. Going out there and discovering, how do I do such and such, you can do that on YouTube very, very easily. And it gives you the ability to find out what's going on, and it gives you the ability to determine what's happening. And then for sending out your own messages, it's ideal. You can create information and send out a video which contains a lot more than you could communicate with just text or with just audio. YouTube is the most popular video source out there, and it is the second most popular search engine. Right now, we know, of course, Google is number one, YouTube is number two, and it's a great way to keep in touch with things. And also some newer information out there on what's happening with social media is Google Plus. Google Plus is growing rapidly, and many people are looking into it now more than ever. The Google Hangouts is something that's particularly got my attention because I'm seeing what it can do right now to send out a message. It can send out the concept of being able to connect with people through a meeting. You can broadcast your video live with you and up to 9 other people. You can have 10 people at a time right there on the screen. And that gives you the ability to then have it as a private meeting so that only those of you there would be able to see it. But if you decide, hey, we'd like the whole world to see this, then you simply click a button and it sends it out on air. And where is that on air? Well, it just conveniently happens to be over on YouTube. So that, excuse me, I've got a little bit of cough going on here. And what you can do is you can use YouTube as your broadcast channel. And with the Hangouts, you would create the message, and then it is transmitted over to YouTube, which means anyone that can get the URL would be able to watch that. So you can then send people from around the world to watch your video live. And even better, once it's on YouTube, once you've completed your broadcast there on Google Hangouts, now it will be available for the rest of the world to see through recording, just like any other YouTube video that would be out there after a period of processing and a little bit of time. They will have that available. So those have some tremendous applications and tremendous opportunities for those that are interested in growing and going beyond just what we have so far. Well, those are a few of the things that are there. Heidi, what I'd like to do is at this point bring in you for any questions or comments or ideas that you might have over anything we've covered so far.
Oh no, I'm always interested to learn new things, and I think Google Hangouts, wow. I'm so excited because I seem to always be I'm not a trendsetter, but I'm not like the last one to jump in on the jump in the boat, you know. But I definitely know that Google Hangouts is the place to be now, at least Google Plus and Google Hangouts.
Yes.
Depending on what you want to do. So I've been using all of these technologies. And, Terry, I can only say I agree with everything you've said so far, which makes it a pretty boring conversation, I suppose. You know, YouTube is just, it's gold. It's a gold mine. I think that a lot of people who are listening in are already using video in some fashion, maybe not to the extent that they could or probably should for their business. So, you know, what advice would you give for people, say, who are using it but not really using it? Or is there some, like, secret formula that people should be using to really maximize YouTube in terms of, promoting their business?
I don't know if there's one particular secret there, although that'd be kind of nice. You know, ooh, the secret thing here. You know the secret handshake now. But Google gives you, or YouTube gives you the ability, I think, for look at two areas. Number one, first and foremost, how can you get educated and learn about some of the best topics in the world from some of the best people in the world? Think about some of your favorite authors. Think about some of your favorite topics that you really want to learn, or maybe something you want to know, but you just don't know as much about it right now. Why not spend, I would encourage you to think about spending an evening with YouTube rather than television. Think about television and so many of the sitcoms and some of the other TV that they have, it really isn't that mind edifying. It doesn't really enhance you. And even if you're watching news, so what that you knew, golly, there was this tragedy over in Outers Labuvia, or they did this politician did this rascally thing, etc. Does that really matter long term? I don't think so. I think what matters much more will be what we can do that's going to give us information that is going to help us to be more productive later, to help us to serve others more, and help us to be able to reach out to people and help them. And so I would encourage you to find maybe an evening of YouTube. My girlfriend Gina and I will often sit and watch some YouTube videos that are really educational from some of the most brainy, brilliant thought leaders that we admire, and we'll watch them talk. For instance, Penn Jillette is often on. We really like a lot of what Penn Jillette has to say from the Penn and Teller Magic Team. And we find that there's a lot of good information from that really helps us to learn about life and what's important or so. So tapping into that side of YouTube will be very good. And then on the other side, there's some others. Matter of fact, one of the things that I have discovered really handy that's out now is some of the tools that are available. And there's one that's available now for YouTube, so you can use your iPhone or your Apple iOS device, and you can create video, and it's immediately sent to YouTube. And that is YouTube Capture, CAPTURE, YouTube Capture. And you can get that. And by the way, the cost on it is pretty reasonable. It's free. So you can get YouTube Capture, create a quick video, and upload it to your YouTube channel, and it's available then for the world to see. Think about how you could use that for a number of different applications when you're out moving around or maybe at home and want to send out some information to a group of people and be able to build your business, build your community, the people around you. That would be a good tool to look at and what's available. So I would encourage some of those as looking into that. Well, then another area that we want to look at is, as we talk about social media, I mean, it's hot. It is just fabulous, and we can keep going. And I would say keep looking at social media, but always treat it as business. Treat it as a business for the way that you can develop what you want to do based on the goals and objectives that you have. And matter of fact, when we're talking about social media, before we leave that, I have a special video I want to give and make available to everyone on this recording for free, no charge at all. But it's a way that you can learn about how Major Motion Picture used Twitter in order to propel a movie that wasn't doing very well up to the number one spot in that category. If you go over to http://tinyurl.com. That's tinyurl.com/, and here's the important part, all in lowercase, Twitter for sales. That's TWITTER, the number 4, SALES. This is a video that I put together, and I talk about an article that was in the Wall Street Journal then, how they took a movie that was just not going anywhere. And they thought it was a good movie, could go farther, and so they started using Twitter, encouraging people to get involved and vote on this and vote on that. What did you think about it? And they used Twitter for that, and it took that movie, and it became a hit. People loved it, and it went all the way up to the number 1 slot in its category, generating over $300 million. Very serious.
Wow.
So even though you might not be in the motion picture industry, that's okay. Look at what's there. It's a very short video. You'll see it right there on my on the page when you get there. You'll see it, and I talk about it. Watch the video. Read the article. And you'll see that it's got some principles. And I want you, here's your homework assignment. As you're listening to this, you think, okay, Terry's giving me a homework. You betcha. Got to give you a homework assignment. I want you to step back and think, okay, that's what they did. Now, I'm not in a major motion picture producing business, but how can I twist that concept a little bit? How can I take those ideas and implement them in my business using Twitter for that to generate more business? So you might not hit $300 million. I'm not guaranteeing that at all. But if you apply principles like that, you could find ways that can really help you build your own business, whatever your business happens to be. So that is a little treat I wanted to give you. Again, that's http://tinyurl.com/Twitter4Sales. If you do that, it'll take you right over to the page. You'll see me there and the video that I – don't watch it right now if you're listening to this live. Wait till it's over, and then you can sit down and watch it, but I think you'll enjoy it and get a lot out of that. Social media really is about connecting with people and engaging with people. I think that's the key word, engage with people. You want to be able to connect with people, meet their needs, find out where they are. The people that get it wrong are the people that we've all seen, and, you know, bless their hearts, I guess they think they're doing something right, but they're not. But the people that will come out and all they do is just broadcast a message. You know what I mean? They've got their message, and they're just sending it out going, hi, we're wonderful. We've got widgets on sale today for 50% off and that kind of thing. And actually, we don't really care about hearing about that. Or all they're doing is talking about how wonderful they are. We want information that's going to help us change our lives, information that's going to help us to live our lives better, to be more effective, more efficient at what we're doing, to get a lot more done. And those are the better kinds of messages that we want. When you get down to it, it's really about communication. Whether we're using a telephone or we're using social media or using some kind of device with video, whatever it is, we're talking about communicating and touching base with people. We mentioned before Google Hangouts. Google Hangouts has a wonderful tool to be able to take pictures, video of people from a variety of places around the planet and put them on the screen. And then not only that, but you can also share your screen so that you can say, well, let me show you what I mean by that, and show them a spreadsheet or show them a PowerPoint presentation or a keynote presentation or show them something else that might be out the window. You can do all of these things with Google Plus using the Hangout feature of that. And so I would encourage you to look into that. As Roy was mentioning before, I think that's an excellent little tool. And Roy, we appreciate your help on that, and thank you very much for being around and helping us on that. So it's going to be a different way of thinking. You've got to think in terms of, I'm going to do these things. I might not be able to do them right now, but I will be able to do them a little bit later. And I think that was really driven home to me. Heidi, you've heard me tell my story about how it changed my life when I was home one day. I remember it was during a Christmas break a few years ago. And those of us that are speakers, we often get a little bit of a break in December as there's not as many corporate meetings or association meetings going on. And so I was sitting at home watching a movie. I was watching a movie called The Matrix. Now, you probably remember The Matrix from a few years ago. Great little movie. I'm talking about the first one, not the second or third. They weren't that good. They were kind of meh. But the first one was really good. And I was watching that, and there was a scene where the two leading characters, Trinity and Neo, were fighting the bad guys. And the bad guys were all dressed up like 20th century soldiers with helmets on. They had their guns, their machine guns there, and all green uniforms, and there was a helicopter in the back. And Trinity and Neo were fighting in kung fu, fighting, kicking, and all that, and they beat up and killed the bad guys who were lying there on the ground. And then there was a helicopter off in the distance. And you could just look over there and see it going whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And he looked over at her and said, "Can you fly that thing?" She looked back at him and said those immortal words, "Not yet." She grabbed her cell phone and then called back to their office to a guy that they called Tank. And he was kind of like the leader of this thing. And she said, "Tank, I need a pilot program for a B-212 helicopter. Hurry!" And then her eyes started blinking real fast and everything. You know, they do that in science fiction movies. And it downloaded the instructions on how to fly that right into her brain. And that was amazing. Downloaded into her brain. Now, we're not there yet with technology, but we're getting there. Well, she looked over at him and said, "Let's go." And they jumped over, hopped on the helicopter. Of course, she knew how to fly it now. She's out flying around. They went around and did the rest of the movie. It was really good. Well, after she said that, and I saw that, I paused the video and started thinking, wait a minute, that's what it's all about. You and I are constantly presented with new technology, new information, going, what are we going to do with this? How are we going to use it? I don't know. I don't know how to do this. I don't know what. And people will get frustrated at times. And it's understandable that way, but I would submit to you, here's a better way of thinking at it. Instead of thinking, oh, gee, I can't do that, think in terms of not yet. So when someone says, well, can you do this video? Can you do that? You'll look back at them and say, not yet, but I will figure out how to do it through reading these books. I'm going to visit these websites. I'll hire the coaches that I need. I'll take the courses, maybe at a local community college or a university. I'll go online and take courses. Whatever it takes, I will learn how to do that. I will be willing to pay the price. I will be willing to part with some coins so that I can learn it. I'll be willing to put in my time and effort so that I can do it. So when someone says, well, can you do such and such, whatever that new technology or new thing will be, instead of having a disempowering feeling of, oh, I can't do it, instead now you're powered with not yet. And you see, the benefit of that is you're not lying to yourself. Some people might say, you got to look in the mirror and you got to go, I can do it. I can do it. And you pump your fists in the air. Well, that might feel good for a little while. But realistically, you and I know you're not going to do it just by pumping your fists in the air and having a happy face and really trying to pump yourself up. I mean, that's nice to try to get it started, but you need substance. But if you look at it and you go, not yet, and here's my plan. I'm going to read this book. I'm going to take this course. I'm going to do this. I'm going to hire this person. I'm going to figure out how to do it. If somebody else can do it, I'm going to figure out how to do that and start moving in that direction. So that not yet thinking is really the key. When someone tells you in the future you can't do something, you just look right back at them. Matter of fact, you might even want to raise your finger to them and just point the index finger, that is, and look at them and go, hey, not yet. I'm going to figure it out. Use that as a way for you to conquer whatever might be out there. And you think about it, with that attitude, you can achieve much more than you ever could by thinking, oh, I can't do it. I'm not smart enough. I'm not good enough. Oh, I'm not technology enabled, or whatever nonsense has been programmed into your brain. Set that little person down in your brain, slap them and say, no, 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 no. Now we're going to replace you with not yet. And not yet gives you the ability to start thinking powerfully about that. And that relates to the next thing we want to talk about in the few minutes we have left, some of the tools that are available. And woo, there are some marvelous tools available today that give you the ability to get work done as never before.
Today, oh, I can't wait. Very.
Oh, Heidi, you got a question, please.
Nope, lay it on us. I can't wait.
Oh, okay. Well, there's some amazing things out there. And you see, when you think about how far we've come, we used to use huge machines. Remember, we had those desktop computers, and that was the key. You'd have a desktop, and it was really big and bulky, and you couldn't do as much. Well, then we moved to laptop computers, so you could pick it up and carry it around. Now, the most popular selling device is not even the tablets. It's the smartphone. The smartphone is giving you the ability to get the kinds of things done that you need. If you don't have one of the latest, I would encourage you to think about when your contract is over and when it's time to get another one, look at some of the best. Now, there's two categories that you want to look into right now in today's market. I'm saying this as we're recording it today. And, of course, this changes all the time. So find someone that you can tap into to work with that can give you good information on that. But the one format that's really good is the iOS. That's the Apple side, the iPhones that are available with Apple, the iPads, those kinds of technologies. They are really good. They do a lot. The other side is the Android side, and particularly right now we're looking at the Samsung Galaxy S3. The S is in Sierra 3. That gives you a lot of capability. The two are competing with each other neck and neck right now. And they're both good, and in a way it's almost like, well, which is better, Ford or Chevy? Well, it depends on, you know, the person you're talking to and their opinions. But I find they're both good. I'm using the iPhone 5 myself and have been extraordinarily pleased with it. The things that you can do with these, well, they're amazing. It gives you the ability to connect with other people, and that's the most important. Whatever it is you're going to use, whatever technology comes out, the most important is that you connect with other people, building those relationships. Relationships are what matter most. And the tools, well, they're good, but we use them. But whatever we have today, you and I know that in a few years, it'll be laughable based on newer technology that's out in a few years. In 5, 10 years from now, for sure, there'll be a lot more. But if you focus on getting the tools that are available currently, whenever that is you're making the decision, that are going to help you serve people, now you're going to be able to do it. And if someone says, well, do you know how to do such and such? All you got to tell them is, not yet. And then you'll figure out how to do it. So I encourage that. One of the things that has helped me most, I could go on easily for several hours just on what's available on my iPhone, but many of these are available over on the Samsung as well in different products or different forms, but getting them. I find that Siri is one of the most important for me. It is the ability for you to talk into your iPhone device, and Siri is like the built-in robot lady that has been improved quite a bit, not perfect yet, but that I haven't found any perfect human beings either. But Siri gives you the ability to get a lot done. For instance, I find that one of the things I do when I read my books in the morning, I like to sit down and read a few books a day and be able to go through my iPad on that. When I see something that is really good, often instead of just underlining it or highlighting it, which I can do on my Kindle on iPad, what I'll do is I'll pick up my iPhone and I'll talk to Siri, and I'll ask Siri to record that to send me an email. And when Siri sends me an email, then I'm able to take that and put it into my personal journal so that then it's there for me long term. I can go back and review it. And when I talk into Siri, I am really dazzled and amazed at the accuracy that Siri has. Again, is it perfect? No, not yet, but it's so good. It's a lot better than me typing, I'll guarantee you that. It's better than me sitting down and just typing, and it's a whole lot faster. Because think about it, you can talk faster than you can type. So why not turn that talking ability into transcription ability? With Siri, you can do that. Now, over on the Android side with the Galaxy, they have S-Voice. And S-Voice does a comparable thing. They're both really good. And I would say you're losing out if you're not tapping into a technology like that. It's almost like, hey, there's this thing called cars. I know you've been riding a bicycle and it gets you around, but a car is going to be even faster. And you're going to be able to do things with the car you can't even do with a bicycle. So just go ahead, get a car. It's not perfect. Cars break down occasionally. Yes, I understand, but they're really better than a bicycle for a whole lot of different things. So look, that's one thing that's been very helpful for me. I also love the fact that the alarms are built in. I mean, it's an old technology, but to be able to time yourself and have a little alarm go off at the appropriate time, this is really handy for getting a lot of tasks done. I'm using my iPhone 5 for navigation. Some of the new features that are out there give you the ability to have a lot of navigation, and the new Google Maps and the maps that are on the iPhone can give you the ability to get a whole lot done and be able to accomplish much that we couldn't do before. So by using these, they give you the ability to get even more done all the time. For language learning, it's amazing the kind of tools that are available so that you can listen to the words of a language and be able to learn. I encourage you to get those on the iPhone. Matter of fact, one of the things, talking about listening, that can really help you enormously, if you're not doing it already, is find out about podcasts. The podcasts give you the ability to listen to spoken word audio and be able to listen to some of the greatest geniuses in the world talking and giving you information on a variety of topics. I would encourage you to find the podcasts that work best for you. I have several that I use and listen to on a regular basis. I listen to, as I look, I'm over here to my iPhone right now. I'm holding it in my hand, and I'm looking at some that are available. I will listen to Get It Done. I get a chance to listen to that, and that gives me the ability to tap into some of the ideas and some of the areas that are available. I'm also able to listen to a lot of the podcasts from Internet Business Mastery. So I learn about what's going on with the Internet. I learn about Pat Flynn's passive income. Pat Flynn and passive income, great information. Mitch Joel's 6 Pixels of Separation, very good on marketing, very good on various kinds of applications that are out there and what's available. I find that there's a whole lot available there. Also, Social Media Marketing with Michael Stelzner, very good information on that. And then think about creating your own podcast as well. A great way to send out information to people. Podcasting is coming on stronger now. It came out a few years ago, then dipped a little bit, and now it's just roaring the number of people that are using it. And the reason? We've seen the improvement in technology on the iPhone and the Galaxy S3 and other portable devices side, so that you can listen to it. And what a great way to learn. I mean, think about it. If you're driving down the highway, and let's say you've got a little traffic delay. Of course, I know that probably never happens in your area, right? Yeah, we've all got traffic delays. They hit us, and then we think, oh, gee, what are we going to do? Well, what are you doing? Just listening to the radio with the same songs you've heard before, and you're hearing that, you know, it's going to be that much longer, there's no end in sight. Well, why not use that time to saturate your mind with really good information? And one of the quotes I love from Benjamin Franklin is where he says, pour the coins of your purse into your mind, and your mind will overflow your purse with coins. Find out how to use these podcasts. Oh, and by the way, all the podcasts that I just mentioned to you, they're free. So most of the podcasts out there today are free. There's some exceptionally good ones. Find out what's available. Oh, another one I listen to. Got to write this down. The Thomas Jefferson Hour. Every week, I get to listen to the third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, talk about current issues and what's going on in the world even today. That's right, Thomas Jefferson Hour. Now you think, how do you do that, Terry? Well, these things are pretty magical. Well, in a way, what it is, it's from Clay Jenkinson, who is a noted and award-winning humanities scholar. He portrays Thomas Jefferson. He has read all of Jefferson's works. He knows them very well. And as Thomas Jefferson, he is interviewed relevant, and he is aware and cognizant of what's going on in our world today. So you get a chance to hear things from Jefferson's point of view. He's constantly saying words of Jefferson from Jefferson's writings. So we know that it's historically accurate. And it's a wonderful little 1 hour every week, so you get a chance to spend some time with them. And then, by the way, after about, maybe halfway through the program, they take a break and then come back out of character, and he's talking about what Jefferson did with this and when Jefferson wrote this, etc. Just an example of what you can do with podcasts. These give you a tremendous amount of capability. So I would say get involved with the mobile revolution. The mobile revolution is helping people now enormously through your smartphones, through your tablets, through the kinds of device you'll have. The Note 2, by the way, write that down, Note, N-O-T-E, the number 2 from Galaxy, is a phablet that you want to look into. Now, phablet, there's a new word for you. It's not a phone. It's not a tablet. It's a combination phone and tablet. We call it phablet. And it's a little bit bigger than the phone, a little bit smaller than most tablets, but it does phone work for you, and it gives you a much bigger screen to write on, has some really nice features to it. Look up a phablet. Look up the Note 2 from Galaxy. It's Samsung Galaxy Note 2, and I think you'll be pleased when you see what is available with that. Well, we've got a few minutes left here, and Heidi, what I want to do is turn it over to you again for any questions, comments, or ideas that you might have.
Well, sure. I'd love to open it up to questions from the audience, if that's okay with you, Terry, and see if they have. I'm sure that they've got questions. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute everyone. So if anybody does have any questions and you'd like to just shout it out to Terry, please do so now. Thanks, Terry.
Hey, Heidi. Yeah, Terry, hi. This is Roy.
Hi, Roy.
Listen, love the fact that you mentioned Google Plus. I mean, there's not a whole lot of people over there. Have you heard that it's a ghost town?
Yeah, you know, but I see that it's a growing ghost town, and it's one that people are seeing when they realize, gee, I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could do, look at that. Ooh, that's nice. It becomes a lot of that kind of revelation, and I have to agree with you. It's an amazing little tool that they've got. How long have you been using it?
Ever since its inception, for 18 months now. It's just amazing. I've been telling a lot of people about it, and they're like, yeah, it's on the to-do list. I'll get to it. You know, what most people think, and even those people that are really in the know, they think it's another Facebook. And one of my mantras has been to them, wait, stop. Don't treat Google Plus like Facebook, because
right.
You will not get the results that you want, because it's completely different. So you want to touch on that? How have you found out in its use for yourself?
Yeah, I find that it's very useful, and I agree with you. It's not Facebook. It's like each of the platforms has a respective mark, an area that they do very well, and they other areas that they don't do as well. I find that for Google Plus, it's good for exchanging the information, being able to display what's going on, connecting with people in a more business-like way than you do in Facebook. Now, that's not a slam against Facebook. I love it. But Facebook is designed for friends. That's where it's been from the beginning. But I think that the real shining nugget of Google Plus that I've seen so far for me is the Google Hangouts, because it gives you the ability to connect with things. You could do 9 people. That might be an option, 9-10 people. But realistically, 3-4 people work really well from a communication point of view, and you're able to see each other. Once you get past the, ooh, wow, golly gee, we're all on the screen here, you get a chance to see each person. And that's a kind of neat thing to see. But you see each person, and you can really find out, for instance, a company could bring in the leaders from, say, the Northeast, from somebody in Boston, somebody in Dallas, another person in L.A., another one in Chicago, and you're able to examine a particular issue that's going on in the company from several different points of view. You can record it if you want. You can have this available by recording it, by putting it out there on YouTube. You could also, of course, use a screen share program like ScreenFlow or Camtasia to be able to do that later on your own and look at it. So I would say, listening to this, we don't have time to go into all of it, but really look into the Google Plus Hangouts. It has some merit that you're going to look at. You're going to drop your jaw and go, oh my goodness, look how nice that is. Thank you, Terry, for putting that together.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll touch on one other point that I know is going to be near and dear to Heidi's heart, because Heidi has a local business. Google Hangouts, people don't yet know this. What I like saying is, you don't know what you don't know. And so let me help tell you what you don't yet know, because, I don't know, I think I have a little visionary mind going on ever since I was a kid. And so when I envision, like Heidi has a local a flower shop, she can have Google Hangouts running during business hours, and people can go online to her website and actually look to see what's going on in the shop. You know what I'm saying? And this would be great for restaurants, because now you can find out, oh, honey, where are we going to go for dinner? Let's go to this particular website and see, maybe we'll see some of our friends at one of our favorite restaurants. I mean, I can just see all kinds of applications. Terry, have you thought about that?
Yeah, I see those kind of things are going to be amazing, be able to see friends that you would have at a restaurant or locations, and then you think about the ability to connect people. Because this person was here and that person was there, you're able to do it. We're really revolutionizing the way that we live. This is not just another tool. It's not just like getting a faster typewriter or even going from typewriters to portable computers. Now we're looking at how we are living and where we're living and what we're doing, and all of these tools coupled with social media like Google Plus really make a profound difference for us. So very good point on that, Roy.
Love it. Thank you so much, Terry. Thank you, Heidi.
Thanks.
You're
for
welcome.
Us.
And I just have to put a plug in for Roy, because a few years ago, when Twitter reached 1 million, Roy goes, how come you're not on Twitter yet? He goes, don't run to Twitter right now and get yourself a Twitter account. And I did, and 15,000 followers later, I'm pretty happy about it, because I've used it for many different reasons, promoting what we do, et cetera. So I better listen to Roy and get busy on Google Plus, because, you know, for what happened with Twitter, I think Google Plus is probably going to be more. And I read a great article a couple weeks ago, I think it was Fast Company or Entrepreneur Magazine, about if you're not on Google Plus, why not? I mean, Google owns it. Hello, if you're trying to get found in the search
yeah.
engines, why wouldn't you be on Google Plus? So I've been evangelizing Google Plus now for a couple of weeks since I read that article. And hopefully between all of us, we can really make it not a ghost town anymore, but a popular place to be.
Amen.
Yeah, exactly. And I think particularly
thank
for
you.
Those of us that are thought leaders, because it's
yeah.
a way for us to communicate and get information out in a visual way. There's something that's magical about seeing the person talking, and when they can hold up an object and they go, oh, here it is, it's this one, and you're turning it around and showing it to different people. And then when you can say, and let me show you here what that looks like on my screen, and you go over to a website and demonstrate it, or you want to show PowerPoint slides or keynote slides, or you want to show something that's on your computer screen, Google Plus is an ideal tool for that.
Yes, absolutely. Anybody else have any questions or comments for Terry?
Well, I see we've had some good comments and questions coming in over there on the tweet chat side, over on the # Terry Brock, and so you'll be able to do that. But that has been very good, and we appreciate it. And, of course, if you have questions afterwards, you've got my Twitter handle already, at Terry Brock. So this conference is going to go way beyond just the time limit we have here. You can drop me a tweet, at Terry Brock, and I'll be able to catch that and be able to respond back to you. If you've got a question, please let me know.
Yeah, Terry, this is Sheila. The China URL you gave is bringing up an error message. I did message that to you, Heidi, but you probably can't. I didn't want to put it on the phone.
I haven't seen that. Well, then let me just check here real quick. Thank you for mentioning that already, HTTP. I'll just type it in myself here, URL.com. There we go, and that should work. Hang on a minute. It looks like it just came up perfectly. Did you put the HTTP in front of it?
I don't usually do that anymore because the computer does it itself.
Yeah, that's where you actually, I think on this one, you physically need to type that in. Put in the HTTP colon, then /, even though we think, oh, I don't need to do that, this time go ahead and do it. Then put tinyurl.com. I just tried it here on mine, and it did come up correctly on there.
Okay, tinyurl.
But thank you for mentioning that.
Twitter for sale, correct?
Yes, Twitter and the number 4, sales.
Make sure you put S on the end of the sales.
Yes.
I used it, Sheila, and it's working.
Sales, oh, that was it. It wasn't the HTTP.
Those computers, drat them, they require exact letters, don't they?
Well, no, say that again, Heidi. What am I missing?
You're missing the S on the end of sales, maybe?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, go over to the tweet chat, and I'll send it to everybody as well, but go over to the tweet chat and click on one of those links that either Roy or I did. They should both work. And thank you, Sheila, for mentioning that. Terry,
yes.
What's the first thing you would recommend people do after this call?
I think the first thing to do is step back and think about what it is that you want to accomplish in your life. You've heard some things, and at first it can seem a little bit overwhelming, or you can go, oh my goodness, I've got so much there. Step back for a moment, and with just a pad of paper and a pen, if that's comfortable for you, or maybe on a blank screen of a new Word document or something, you start typing in what works for you. Think about how you could take at least 2, maybe 3 of the ideas that we have and implement them that can help you in your business. Think about those, how that would work, and then look into those things. Look at the video that we mentioned there on increasing Twitter sales, because it's one of those you'll want to watch between the lines. Notice what they did in Hollywood, and then think, if that's what they did, how can I take that and make it a little bit different and make that work for me? And then if you're in the market for some of the portable devices, do a search on some of the tools that we've talked about and find out what would work best for you so that you can reach people, remembering that the most important thing is that we reach out to touch people more than just get nifty, groovy technology.
Excellent. Thank you. Terry, I understand you have a special offer. Can you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, actually, we have yeah, it's a program that gives people the ability to start working with social media when you're too busy to work with it. Many people said, Terry, I just don't have time to do it. So I created a program called Time Management for Social Media. Time Management for Social Media. And a matter of fact, when you go over to my website, if you go to terrybrock.com, you'll see information on that. And there's ways that you can get involved with it and find that. What I did is I interviewed some of the top leading minds, multimillionaires, who are using social media and who weren't doing much of anything a few years ago and now doing very well with it. Matter of fact, Heidi, a mutual friend of ours, Randy Gage, is one of the people I talked to. And Randy was not doing anything with Twitter a few years ago. He started doing certain specific tasks that he talks about, and in 2 years, he had made over $2 million just from his work on Twitter.
Wow.
So that has some amazing capabilities. The audio interview alone is worth it. There's a lot of videos on there that you can follow along to learn specific tools, to learn tips and tricks to save time. And, again, the whole thing is devoted toward people that are busy professionals that don't have time, and it's going to help you on it. So I just suggest head over to the website, take a peek at that, and if you have any questions as you go, by all means drop me a note. Twitter would be a good way to do that, @TerryBrock. Drop me a note, and I'll be happy to help you on that.
And Terry, is Twitter the best way to reach you, or are there other ways that you'd like our listeners to connect with you, such as Facebook, LinkedIn?
Twitter will work very well, but one of the best, of course, is the website. If you go to terrybrock.com, and you don't have to put the HTTP on front of that one, but just terrybrock.com, you'll see how to reach me, you'll see the blog, you'll see all the information there of what to do, and that'll be the best. That's where you can reach me also on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Google+, all these things are available there. So if you can just remember terrybrock.com, you'll be in good shape.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Terry. I know we're out of time, and I'm sure that people will have more questions. So please check out Terry Brock. Follow him on Twitter @TerryBrock. Check out his website. And he is on Facebook and all of them. So, you know, Terry, we'll be seeing you all around the net, I'm sure, many, many places. I know that you and I are going to plan on doing a Google Hangout at some point Maybe the three of us, you, me, and Roy, can work something out and make it happen. So Terry, thank you again for your time today. I really
Heidi,
do appreciate
thank you.
And one more plug.
To be with you and appreciate you.
I appreciate you. I'm, like I said, a big fan. I buy a lot of the things that you have because I've always been able to use everything that you offer. The free things that you offer are so valuable. Imagine how much more valuable even the things are that you offer that, you know, people might have to invest a little bit of money in. But you have to invest money into your business and your life if you want to make it better. So definitely that time management for social media is a great program, and I did buy it a couple months ago, and I've the little bit that I've been able to use over the holidays and stuff has been well worth it, and I plan to really dig in now that after this conversation. And again, thank you again, Terry. This is Heidi Richards Mooney of Women in E-Commerce, and it's been a pleasure to bring you another exceptional ENC chat. You can learn more about our organization at wecai.org. And if you'd like a valuable link back to your online presence, be sure to sign up for our free global directory when you visit. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today.